PFT Media.
What's up, everybody? It is the Devils in the Details, the substitute show, number three.
So demanding.
Not demanding.
That was a very controlling voice you threw at us.
It's my radio voice.
Oh, okay.
It is officially season two of The Devils in the Details.
Yeah. Clap, 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 clap.
So we start season two. It is July the 5th as we're recording this. And the reason I tell you the dates, because Dan is not here. Hence, we bring in Kermit.
Hi-yo.
Substitute Gonzalez into the mix. You. Super producer Chris Crespo and the beautiful. Oh, what's our sponsor this week?
The Orange Blossom
the
Brewing.
Orange Blossom Brewery Studio.
Sounds sexy.
I always try to make
that.
Because I don't want to give something to Coors Light. Coors Light pretty much.
Well,
has
why would
everything.
You say the name? You could have just showed me the beer. You don't have to say the name. You just gave them a sponsor.
I showed you the beer.
Yeah, but then you said it.
Oh, really? Because Coors Light is
they
just
listen.
Keeping track.
They listen.
I'll bleep it out.
Bing! They're like, bing! They said our name. Go listen to that podcast. And joining us, our very special guest. My homie, my brother.
Pitbull!
Woo!
Hey!
Pitbull.
No, not Pitbull.
Give it up for Sergio, everybody.
All right, what's up, man?
I'm going to try and do different things.
I told you this is going to happen.
Why?
You had to have the topics ready, bro.
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay, let's go.
It. Stop asking me about topics.
I only do that to piss you off.
Yeah, because I don't deal. Every time that I've done a podcast, it just never, for me, setting up topics, for me, it doesn't work out.
See, that works.
I have it in my head, but then we start talking, and then the conversation goes wherever it goes. Mm-hmm. Next thing we know, 45 to an hour pass, and we're done with the show. Boom. When I have topics, I get anxiety because it's like, okay, I got to get to the next topic. I got to get to the next one. I don't work that way, bro.
All right. Well, don't yell at me about it. I'm just asking, bro.
I'm just telling you. Ooh, God.
Are you doing photos right now?
Yeah, he's doing.
You can't do photos.
I gotta flex. I had Crespo start off the show with instrumental of F the Police.
Yes.
Because the last time I was in studio recording the 25th episode of The Devil's in the Details with Dan, mm-hmm. after I went home, I got pulled over by the Maitland Police Department. Which was the most BS pullover ever.
For what?
They pulled me over, and I saw this guy, and he was on the side, and then he slowed down. And I'm like, I'm going to keep pace, because I don't want... And then all of a sudden, he got behind me. And the second he got behind me, it's like, this guy's going to pull me over. Mm. So then I start, getting ready, and then as soon as he turned the lights, I'm like, this mother... And I knew it. And he pulled me over. And I tried to be that white guy, the white attorney guy.
Yeah, that's not going to work with you. Yeah, have you seen yourself?
It doesn't. I know. And then the beard doesn't help.
No.
I look like a terrorist.
You look like the enforcer for a terrorist.
However, my Black Lives Matter emergency kit did kick in.
Which that is?
So the guy... goes, can I see your license? Can you tell me why you pulled me over, sir? He goes, I'll tell you once I do it. I'm like, all right, fair enough. I didn't even throw a fight out there.
Well, why would you?
Well, because I want to know why the hell did he pull me over for.
All right.
So I find running. I got nothing to worry about. He goes, you have a busted light, a tag light.
Okay.
So because of a tag light, in the state of Florida, apparently you're supposed to have a tag light. Is that legal stuff? Yeah.
Right. What were you driving?
My soul.
Very suspicious. All right, keep going.
Yeah. You know how many suspect. How many kilos of cocaine I travel in that Kia Soul along with my kids' lunches?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So he pulls me over, and then he asks me for license registration. He's looking at the window. We finished recording like at 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. Yeah. And I go, I swear on my children, I said this. It's like, it's in my glove compartment. You're not going to shoot me or anything, right? I'm going to go in. He goes, you don't have a gun or anything. No, but I'm going to keep this hand up.
And I'm going to reach.
And when he goes, just go get the paperwork. And I just got the paperwork and stuff like that. Ticket would have been $160-something for a light bulb that would have cost like $2.72. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm just going to let you go. Just get that taken care of. But it just...
Did you get it taken care of?
No. No, because... Get ready. This is the first bleep of season two. Fuck the police. That's why.
You gotta...
He had the lights. He could see my tag. What's the importance of this?
For safety, bro.
For safety is letting you know that your light is out, and then he had a chance to see if you smell like marijuana or alcohol.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It's... You got off easy, man.
Yeah. Have you ever been pulled over?
I've been pulled over recently, too. And what they made me do, they made me lower all my windows. Before.
Oh, he made me lower the back window.
Yeah. Yes. He was like, lower all your windows. I was like,
why? God, tinted?
Not, I mean, they're tinted, but you can see through my car. It's not mob tint.
Mm-hmm. I think he thinks I have like the black guy from Boys in the Hood with the sawed-off shotgun in the back, just waiting for him. And come on, yeah. He asked for the window down. God damn it!
Yeah, that's what they made me do. And if I didn't let me off, I didn't get no tickets.
So you've been pulled over by the cops?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever gotten a break.
Never gotten a break?
Never
gotten a break.
And you've tried?
Yeah, but
what's the most BS one? Go ahead.
All right. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Oh, this is always great.
Oh, you're already done there. I already know you got a ticket there. Oh,
no, not
they
only
need
that,
the money, man.
In Puerto Rico, they not only pull you over, but they'll beat your ass.
Yeah, they'll slap you around
a little bit. Slap you around.
Mm-hmm. No, but this was I was working for the federal government over there. Okay. And I had my federal my IDs and everything on, right? So I'm flying down, right?
Yeah.
And I get pulled over, like four cops pulling everybody over. And as soon as I park, you know, this is Puerto Rico. It's just this guy comes up, you know, in Spanish. Tu licencia, te lo otro.
Your license.
And then I come out.
I'll be the translator.
Yeah, translator. I'll do it in sign language.
And then I come out with him in English. I'm like, let's see how good his English is.
Mm. Why would you do that?
Because he figured... Out of state.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm with my, you know, my badge. I'm like, you know, it's my last name is Romanacci. And they go by the two last names. You know, if he finds out, he wanted, you know, if he checked my social security, I'm able to find out my second name was Rodriguez. I would have been screwed. You know? Because he's like, you know Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I winged it. So he pulled me over. He's like, oh, licencia de lo otro. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, no.
No.
Licencia, I'm sorry. I'm here just working on government stuff there. I'm only here for 2 weeks. I'm sorry. Was I speeding? And he didn't know how to act. So he's like, he's calling his cops. Is anybody speaking English? So he goes out.
Mira, tengo este cabrón que no habla inglés.
Yeah, that's for real. Listen,
the funny thing about it is, you know, he's trying to spit out the English as best as possible, but as soon as he turns around and speak to his buddies, this is what he says mira, tráete alguien en inglés para partirlo como avellana.
Oh, in Spanish. Shit,
which means
that's what he told me.
Get me somebody who speaks English so we can crack them open like a hazelnut.
Yeah.
Holy
he
shit.
Said that in Spanish, so they went.
And your Spanish kicked in hard.
No, but no, I had to play it off. I'm like, okay, if I say something, forget it.
You got to commit to the English.
Yeah, I had to commit to the English. So he takes my license. Oh, let me check your license. I give him my license. I had a Rhode Island license at the time. And he goes out there. It was like half hour later, 45 minutes.
So Jesus.
He gives me my license and he goes back. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to check my social security. Come to find out my second name is Rodriguez. I'm screwed, you know? So after like half an hour, I finally got out the truck. I said, listen, what's going on?
Time out. You got out of the truck and they didn't tell you to get out of the truck?
I got out of my truck and I said, what's going on? What's going on? Would you believe they didn't have one cop one cop that spoke English? And they let me go. I think that was the only time I got let go.
Wow. Yeah. This is something I strongly do not recommend.
No, that was a ballsy move.
Yeah. Because they were all in the corner over there. I said, I had nobody coming over. I mean, they kept pulling people over. And I'm like, listen, I got to go. So,
but you had your uniform on.
Huh? No, I didn't have a uniform. All I had was my tags on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when you work for, I think, FEMA, right?
FEMA.
Work for FEMA. You don't get a uniform.
You don't get an official uniform? Nah. You don't get like a little name tag?
No, you just get the badge. My parents work for FEMA
Yeah.
and stuff like that. like that.
And, so that I think, yeah, I think that's the only time I pulled
over. Yeah, but all the other times, you know,
I got arrested.
All the cops bald headed.
I got arrested from one.
Yeah, did they have the
for
the,
no reason,
the Indian ring?
Yeah,
no. You know what the Indian ring? Yeah, they that's how we would know abusador is like one of these guys, like a bully.
Yeah,
yeah,
because they will hit you with that Indian thing.
That's dad. my dad has an Indian ring on every finger.
Yeah, of course, I've seen your dad slap your kid brother because he didn't come. It's on video. And the slap is so loud, Sergio. But it's one of these Puerto Rican slaps at the side of the head.
It gives you a flashback.
Yo, I had a flashback. Like, I just went like, I just, whoa.
Yeah, so you never get, I was just wondering, because you're bald, and I was just wondering, were you bald all the time you get pulled over? Usually when cops are bald, they let the bald head guy off. It's like a bald code.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, I swear to you.
Yeah, is it?
Yes. Yeah? Bald head guys let other bald head guys off.
It's like a PBA card?
Yes. It's like, oh, you're bald. Okay.
Oh, you're bald. You can go.
You can go.
No, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Are you Bull from Night Court? Oh. You're free to go. Yeah. Are you Kojak? Oh, you're free to go. Yeah. All the bald headed people get.
And I'm 100% sure half the people have no idea what that reference were. Those two.
They, well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, dude, I'm starting to hit that age.
Yeah, we're on that age.
Well, I'm at that age that you sent me a video of this rapper. Just, I think he jumped into the crowd.
Tory Lanez.
Yeah. With a Z. Which Tory Lane is an actual porn star.
Okay.
But he threw a Z on it. And he's and I'm like, I have no idea who these singers are.
I mean,
like,
I don't know either.
I don't know who Trippie Redd is, Lil Pump, Lil Yachty.
I didn't know the first one.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Don't know that one.
XXXTentacion.
I didn't even know who XXXTentacion was.
Yeah, he got shot and then everyone's making it. I was like, what happened? Who is he?
Yeah.
And another thing, they try to hype him up like he's Biggie. I don't know none of that shit.
Nah, they try to make him like the new Tupac and stuff. And
yeah, new Tupac.
I was like, what? I was like, I didn't even hear about
him. He beat his girl blind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what an all-star.
Yeah.
Good guy. Good dude. What about Lil Xan? He's still kicking.
Lil Xan?
Yeah, he's not dead yet. Exactly. Yeah. You don't know who Lil Xan is?
That's another one?
He's so hot. Lil Xan is so hot right now.
You know Bad...
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. I swear to God.
You know Bad Baby?
Lil Xan. Xanax.
You know Bad Baby?
Yeah, no. Bad Baby is... what's her name? The chick... Cash Me Outside, How About That?
Yeah,
she's good.
Oh, that's her name.
These Hoes.
She's good.
These Hoes is a great song.
Can I leave?
High Pitch is a great song.
Can I go home?
I'm gonna play somewhere else.
No, you don't have to.
No. Honestly, which one are you gonna play? High Bitch.
Wow, he has it on a playlist.
Bye Bitch.
I'm so
which would be her signature song.
I'm so upset at you right now, Christopher, for having this on your to go.
I'm upset at you for being such an old man and rejecting new music of the youth.
Open up your
being old man.
Don't take sides with him.
White J's, white Porsche,
this song
white
is wrist, sick.
Which one
white
is my horse,
high bitch, high horse? Bitch, yeah. High that bitch, one. High
up
bitch.
Up or down?
I do not sniff it to roll it.
Nope.
It do not drip when I pull it.
Nope.
I do not run, I reload it.
Nope.
I do not sniff it, I throw it.
No.
Don't. Sergio Rice,
white wrist, white horse, high bitch, high bitch, high bitch, high bitch.
That's good. That's
please
enough.
Stop, please stop, please stop, please stop, please stop.
You're messing with me, bro. There's no way you like this.
You don't like this?
No, I do not.
It's a great song.
No.
Okay, tell me what you like.
Bro, there was no lyrics. Kermit. She was just... She was rhyming. Like it was Sesame Street.
Kermit Ulysses Gonzalez. Tell me what you like.
Another Bad Baby.
Another hit by Bad Baby. Bad Baby.
She's 16 years old.
Great. Congrats.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Sounds like you are.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah. Sounds like you're jealous.
I don't like it. No way! Are you kidding me? Don't even play
this. Is why.
Stop her ribs. Look.
This is why your balcony parties are whack as shit.
Wait. A little bit of verse.
No, bro. Don't even play me.
Kermit.
Why are you trying to make me like on like
Kermit, no. I swear to you, bro.
You do not like this, that.
Kermit, it's not bad.
You like that?
It's cool.
Oh.
I don't mind it. I'm not loving it.
How old
it.
Are you? 45?
Yeah. Okay, we can go when lower than that. I don't look that old.
When did you no, that's how you're acting. You're like my friend Johnny when he was like, dubstep's all noise.
Yeah, some of it is, all right? I'll agree with that. Some of that shit is ridiculous. Those Transformers fucking... bleep that. Yeah, you made it come out. I apologize.
You got heated.
Oh, yeah, I got heated on that one.
Yeah. It's crazy because my my daughter listens to music and she's getting these artists, I guess, mostly from YouTube, like Suicide Boys.
YouTube and Spotify, like yeah.
And I'm kind of like, and I feel like out of the loop. And she played a couple of songs. Like, Brianna, this is garbage.
What are you whispering?
I have, because it's blasting my head.
He's such in the zone of hearing my yeah. horse, my cat, my dog, my turtle.
Here we go. Oh, okay. I can deal with this. You hear that one? You see? That's why I'm not whispering. I'm trying to keep it to a nice. Oh, there we go.
No, that song made your ears deaf. That's why you're.
Oh no! Hold up. Do we have different headset tones?
These are louder.
These are louder. Okay, yeah.
For that music, you don't need a louder headphone. You're good.
But I enjoy that song. Like Sergio comes from the reggaeton world.
With DJ Laz era.
With DJ Laz.
No. Who's that? Yeah, you got a big smile when I said
it. No, like Tego Calderon, like Calle 13, and yeah. stuff like that, and. My mother was more into that music than I was.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I started like hanging out with Sergio and stuff like that and be like, yo, this is not bad. They got some, all right, cool. But really? you just stopped growing.
Wait, I physically stopped growing, but as
theoretically.
No, musically, yes. I have.
Metaphorically.
I think I have a good taste in music.
And physically. You stop. At what point, because everybody loves Kendrick Lamar. We get it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, it's nothing okay. wrong with that. But okay. what's the newest thing that you pop at your little quinceañera?
I don't pop anything new. They listen to what I want to hear.
Play some Bad Baby.
No.
At a quinceañera.
No, I don't.
Hi, bitch. Mm-hmm. As she's walking down with her father. Hey, bitch. White horse.
See, it's not that hard to do the lyrics. That's what I'm saying. There's no.
Oh, yeah, they cut an album there, bitch.
Yeah, who says the lyrics yeah. have to be
hey,
like so
hey,
deep?
Hey, right? I didn't say I was a rapper
I'll
over
throw,
here.
I'll throw 20 on your SoundCloud account. Go ahead. Because that's apparently the new thing. Ryan, I was telling Crespo about this. Ryan was telling me, he's like, listen, you guys need a condenser or a compressor. Or a
capacitor.
A capacitor.
So you're just going to now diss the audio of the show on
I'm
the show itself?
I'm not dissing it.
First
I have
you did
no
it on
idea.
The Instagram, then you did it to my face, now you're doing it on the
no!
show. This is a triple threat of dissing the audio
no!
quality of the show as I record
Crespo.
Your show.
Crespo.
Shame.
Crespo.
Triple
shame.
Triple threat.
That bell?
Crespo. I'm getting it. I'm
just telling
shame.
You. Shame. I'm just telling you what one person said.
Okay.
I have no idea. Okay. I'm sorry, buddy.
Wow, Pedro.
I didn't. Oh man, does it come?
I'm a guest here, and that's
no, no. Oh shit, he's wrapping up. He
no,
unplugged.
No, no, no.
Yeah, he's unplugged.
He unplugged the iPad.
Sick. I got vodka.
He's
on my
you got two guests in, and he's kicking us out.
And he's telling me all this audio stuff, and it's just. Throw 20 on it. You cut an album.
Throw 20
Throw
on
something
it.
On it.
The most insulting shit.
Well, I'm going to go with Crespo because he knows what equipment to have, apparently. You don't, so.
I don't. I have no idea. I have no idea.
He is so salty.
He's so angry.
He is so salty right now. His bandana went 3 inches lower past his eyes. It went cholo mode.
Oh, yeah.
look at that. He's so
he went cholo.
Upset.
He went cholo. His bandana went cholo level. I need that bandana to go back up to Bruce Springsteen.
He's such in a good mood, and you ruined it.
All right, fuck it.
All right, man.
Mark it. Sorry.
Let's just get off of this completely. Let's try to bring it back.
All right.
Let's get that bandana back up at least 3 inches over the eyebrows.
Yeah, if you cover the eyebrows, then all of a sudden you're like,
it's
you're bad news.
Yeah.
But if you can see the eyebrows, then it's fine. It's okay. Now I'm just a guy trying to keep my hair out of my
there
face.
You go.
Here's a cool story I read today.
Okay.
And you know who Hector Lavoe is?
No.
You do? Oh, Jesus.
I probably
Christ.
Know him by face.
Hector Lavoe.
That sounds familiar.
I know who he is.
Are you messing with me?
No, I know who he is.
El Cantante.
A singer?
Yeah.
A singer. Yeah.
I think I got it.
Mark Anthony played him in a...
Yeah, with Willie Colon and all that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, oh,
we're
fine.
Good. We're good.
Okay, we're good.
But explain it to us.
Okay. So...
Hey.
There you go. No, put out El Cantante.
Yo soy El Cantante.
You're this is the one song I had from Hector Lavoe, man.
We just lost five listeners.
Michael Lavoe, Hector Lavoe.
What's up, Marcus?
That's the one. Okay. So, would you say late 70s, early 80s? Yeah. He's the top dog in salsa music. This unknown drug dealer, narcotraficante, known as Pablo Escobar.
Who?
Yeah. Not as he barely got any. He never trended. invites him to the compound in Colombia.
Who, Hector Lavoe, the singer?
Yes.
Okay.
With the band and everything. And he's playing at the compound. And he wants him to play out there. So he's playing, and Hector Lavoe is just realizing, holy S, I'm surrounded by a bunch of mafia drug dealing guys. And it gets to the point that one of the drug dealing guys wanted to keep hearing that song.
This song,
yes. Yes. He sang it like over five times already that night. That the guy pulled a gun at Hector Lavoe, told him sing that song.
Jeez. Oh, that's nice.
He got tired, says, I'm not singing that song anymore. Sergio, tell
us. No, but this is the story. He was supposed to play till 2 in the morning.
Okay.
That was his contract.
Okay.
Pablo Escobar wanted him till 6 in the morning.
After
2 o'clock, you know, after 2 in the morning, this guy pulls out the gun, makes him sing that song 3, 4, 5 times. So he gets mad.
Yeah.
So Pablo Escobar got infuriated and then ends up just locking them all up in a room.
The whole band.
They locks them up in the room. So Hector Lavoe manages to break a window and escape. Now this is the funny part.
Why is it not a movie of this?
Yeah, I know.
This is amazing.
I was reading it this morning. I'm like, nah, this can't be true. But it is. You know, it's, you know, and whatever. So he finally escapes, but he has no shoes. No, he's barefoot completely. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's running. You know, in this road. Then this taxi driver just happened to pass by. And he sees him, and Hector, you know, tells him, listen, I need you to get to my hotel. You know, this is what happened.
I have no money.
I don't have no passport. I'm Hector Lavoe. The taxi driver says, you're Hector Lavoe? If you're Hector Lavoe, you're going to have to sing Yo Soy El Cantante. he gives him this dirty look. He's like, listen, this is the reason why I'm like this right now. Because of that song.
Because of this song?
Yeah. And you're going to make me sing it? You seriously gonna make me sing the song? He ends up singing the song, takes him to the hotel, right? The other members of the band finally got to the hotel that same night, mm-hmm. same way. Wait, next morning.
Same way, like escaping out the window?
Yeah. Same way.
The same taxi guy kept looping around.
You play the bass line for all kinds of things.
But they got to the hotel, no instruments, no passport, nothing. The next morning, one of
the goons, Escobar's, show up.
They show up and he comes. He gives him his check, but he, you know, paid him for the party. Paid him back his passports and his instruments and an apology.
An apology.
Yep.
Sorry, we were ripped on cocaine and threatened you with weapons. Okay. Oh,
cocaine.
My God.
It's a hell of a drug, but he said it in Spanish.
Where was this? I don't know if you guys said that. Where was this at?
Colombia.
Oh, Colombia. Okay. Oh, my God. Escobar, so it wasn't even like, hey, I'm in New York.
No,
like New Mexico.
Like he's screwed.
That's a crazy. That needs to be a movie.
It is.
And crazy. Also, for people to know, El Cantante is a 10-minute song. Yeah, so to sing it five times, that's an hour of your life.
The guy's like, oh.
We need to get together and just do one of those drunk history. You know those? You ever seen those on Comedy Central?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We tell and just get some actors and just act it out and just do that.
There you go. So I walk into the office and Sergio goes, "Yo, come over here.
You got to see this.
Read the story."
Where'd you read it? Do you remember?
It's a Puerto Rico newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, they.
Because Americans don't give a shit about that.
But they're celebrating, I guess, his 20 years and stuff like that. So they're bringing out these stories about him. There's a ton of stories. Wow. There, so, yeah.
He's not around, right?
No, he.
Okay, just making sure. I didn't know. I was like, he hasn't come out with anything in a long time.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it will.
Was it AIDS?
Yeah.
It was AIDS.
From that party.
Oh, that Buta. Can't be shooting up with those.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Now, picture now, whoever the hypest song is. Imagine whatever the top drug dealer is, and he gets a hold of.
Let's say Drake. That's the last time I listened to.
Here's the song. You get Luis Fonsi, Justin Bieber,
and Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee, sing Despacito
again,
and over and over.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Over
last summer, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll be the best Instagram story watch ever.
Yeah, because nowadays they're documenting it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, yeah. We just got locked out. We're about to crack out this. Oh man, imagine Instagram in the 70s and 80s.
It would have been wild.
Oh.
Well, all the crazy stuff wouldn't happen the same way.
No.
Because that would have been out
big
there.
Brother, yeah, big
the fact
watching.
That it was all like hidden, it was why things were so crazy. Why Chris Walken was on a boat with what's his name and Natalie Wood died and no one got arrested?
Wait, what?
You know that story?
But Christopher Walken.
And who was it?
Robert Wagner killed Natalie Wood.
And Christopher Walken was
allegedly. Allegedly.
Christopher Walken was on the boat.
Yeah,
he was there.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, and Jack Nicholson.
What happened? Gets away with it.
And Jack Nicholson lent Roman Polanski his suite his so house. He can rape that 15-year-old.
13,
allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Oh, that's not a legend. No,
that's not a legend.
That is
he
not
raped
a legend.
Her. He raped her.
Well, I mean,
the pianist movie was so good.
Yeah,
the pianist movie was so
Jesus.
Good.
You won an award. They were like, "Good job, statutory rapist. Here's an award." Hollywood's crazy.
It's insane.
Hollywood's crazy.
It's insane.
Like, we have a liberal agenda, but we also don't like
women.
Can
somebody tell me? Can somebody tell me what Chris Hardwick did?
Yeah, well, I would take your joke because that's like the best way. Go ahead, you say it.
No, but I just
he treated his girlfriend like old Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
so
he did.
That's so mean. But
you can't
so
go
true.
Out. But you can't have friends.
That's so true.
And I'll be bummer. Back. Have
can't
dinner
have
ready.
Friends.
That's a real bummer. Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're not going out. You're not. You know, you stay in the room when I'm not. Whatever.
You have sex when I want to have sex.
You want to get into this? Let's go into this.
I honestly, and I'm not trying to say or be on any. Anybody's side, but I'm just kind of confused how this guy loses his job and
he
everything.
Lost
like,
everything,
dude.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Did he everything?
And
he hasn't been dragged through the mud like a lot of other people have.
Look,
yet
he
yet,
lost. He lost everything within I think like 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he lost his show. Ryan Seacrest got a legend for like touching a chick's titties and ass.
For some reason, Seacrest gets to keep going.
Seacrest is,
but he got in front of that. Wait,
he was on the red carpet of the Oscars, and a lot of people refused to speak with him, and he still has work.
Still on American Idol.
Hey, that's because he found that Armenian hooker vessel and put him on E, and now we have the Kardashians. So Seacrest is.
Yeah. Is that why? The Kardashians pardoned him?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, Kim went to Donald. It's like, please get Ryan a pardon.
Yeah, and then the next day she
pardoned the Ryan Seacrest.
I love how Kim, everyone's like high praising Kim. She went to White
Oh, because she went directly to.
She went to the White House, right? Mm-hmm. And took the photo. And then the next day, I kid you not, she posts a photo of her rolling around the floor half naked. I'm like, okay.
That's her brand. That's her brand.
Very presidential.
I freed a black girl.
She knows where her money, where her bread is buttered.
I like that vocal fry you're doing. I can't do that.
Party girl vocal fry.
Yeah. Party girl vocal fry. Work
on me. That's some good ASMR there.
I've been listening to that too.
You like weirdo.
The girl eating potato chips. That's so good. But I'm kind of, and I'm not trying to, you know, if he did any, but. I just see it like, yo, that was the way he wanted the relationship. She pretty much accepted to it. Now, let me ask you this, ladies.
let's point out, he was young. He was like 20.
It was a couple years after he broke up with her. He got
He's
with Patty
like
Hearst.
Three different women, though.
After he broke up with her, he got with Patty Hearst's daughter.
And he is married.
It was like that was the last relationship before
his
current one.
Married?
Dude, he gets like a relationship and he like proposed or he's getting married or whatever.
There's some people that love being in love.
All right.
Serial monogamist.
Yeah. Now.
Don't say words
I can't
spell.
Let me ask you this, ladies.
C-E-R-E-A-L.
All right, freaking spelling bee champ. Serial.
Let's be real, ladies. You're in a relationship. Do you want your man to go out when you're not around? Do you want your man to have female friends? When you're in a relationship?
These are all valid points, by the way. I'm just letting you roll with it. I didn't know if you're going anywhere.
Yeah, I want to see where he's going with this.
You know they're valid points. What?
You want us to do things that we don't normally want to do?
But isn't it, like, he didn't physically hit her, right?
He never hit her.
So at what point is it abuse when you just kind of like...
Emotional abuse.
Mentally.
Is still abuse.
Yeah.
Then I'm really effed up because my dad is like, oh, holy.
No, your father is lucky to be walking on the streets.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, at what point?
Emotional is
like,
abuse is still abuse. Yeah. Some people would rather get hit. It's easier to get hit and deal with a black guy than it is to deal with someone like talking
to. So, what's the emotional abuse that they kind of thing? What's the emotional abuse? I'm still lost, and I'm not trying to make it a jokey joke.
If you're really in, I mean, you could. She wrote exactly what she alleges. Well, then you should know.
Didn't bother me one bit.
It was.
I was just like, all right.
Listen.
I don't know. I heard worse from my mom.
Listen.
I've heard better.
In a relationship, if you're not getting what you want, you're gonna fucking fall off of it, right?
Of course.
So let's say a girl doesn't like to perform a certain act.
Like sex.
Like a sexual act.
Or like sex.
Or like sex.
Yes.
Or just not have sex at all.
Yes.
Is that a deal breaker?
Yes.
It is a deal breaker,
in
right?
In terms of you shouldn't be like, you're gonna have sex with me even when you don't want to, that's called spousal rape.
It's okay, but is he doing it against her will? Is she yes. fighting it off?
So she has to fight it off. That's now it's on her that she didn't fight at all?
No, but I'm just saying she had sex because she wanted to stay in a relationship.
Yes, because that's how relationships
work. I don't want to do the backyard, Crespo.
Pedro, you never.
And I have to Pedro, do it never because my wife nags about it.
You never worked a job that you hated?
I guess.
Right?
But then you leave.
For the security of the job?
Yeah.
Relationships work the same way?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, yes.
No.
Oh my God.
Really?
I'm one of those. Just get out.
You guys are such dudes.
I'm trying to like figure this out here.
That's what I'm saying. And I get it. Maybe. And that's the part that I'm trying to understand. It's like, listen, if I was in a relationship that was a sexless relationship, I'm going to go and find something else.
Of course. I mean, if the woman's not giving it to you, you're going to go find it somewhere
else.
And
if a woman's not having sex, if a woman desires something, and in this particular case it was sex, they're going to find something else.
So then Hardwick should have broke up with her and went and found a woman that wanted to
give him sex when he wanted it. Or she could have broken up with him.
So again, you want to blame her? Okay.
Well, dude, you can blame him for. Hey, she's sticking around. Well, she's wanting to go like, down.
Input on this.
I'm just.
Whose side are you on over here?
I'm not trying.
He's wise in staying quiet. I swear, because the smart man stays quiet.
I promise you, Sergio has no idea.
Chris Hardwick thing?
Chris Hardwick thing. Do you know
the
Chris Hardwick. You know about the Chris Hardwick thing?
But I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. He's just drinking a beer, having a good time.
He's having a good time.
He's just relaxing. He read a crazy story about Hector Laveau today.
I was talking to Morales about it. He was like, I'm not trying to make light of it, but I don't like the fact of this guy losing his...
I'm leaving all that out of it. I'm not even considering all that. I'm just considering
now,
the actual situation
her,
that she's talking about.
If he raped her, then married or not, you can still rape somebody. I get it. That's something different.
That's a slippery slope.
Did you say spousal rape is different?
No. Mm. No. Rape is rape.
Okay.
Yeah. Rape is rape.
But the whole emotional thing, that's what like I have a hard time.
Emotional abuse?
Yeah.
Why?
At like what point? How many times can you say C U N T? I spelled it out.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday on this.
I don't prefer. It's supposed to be a PG-13 show. You know?
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. How many times does someone get called a bleh or a uh-huh. and they want to leave? Like, I mean, what time?
I did that once to my Italian girlfriend, and I had no idea what that word meant.
What?
I swear
to
you.
The see you next Tuesday.
The see you next Tuesday word. Mm. I said it to her, and we got into an argument. And I said it jokingly because I figured
you gotta
that's
add
like the equivalent of calling somebody a dick, right?
Sure, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So I just said, I swear.
But for some reason, you have a choice of words, though. And for some reason, see you next Tuesday is rougher in America than the other words you use. But in England, that's a word you use. So like, hey, that's my boy over
it's like,
there.
It's like, dude. It's like, dude.
Yeah. So it's a cultural thing.
So I told her, why are you acting like such a...
Oh,
and
ooh, boy.
Whoa,
ooh.
Dude, I've never seen this girl like flip a switch.
The Kill Bills.
And things started breaking around the apartment. And I'm like, I have no idea what I said. It was like I did the Thanos kind of like snaps.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I was taken aback. I was like, oh, whoa, whoa. I didn't know the power of that
word.
Yeah,
that's like, yeah, that's.
Well, you gotta add it. You gotta add like an IE or a Y to the end of it, and then
make it cute. Oh, make it cutie. Yeah. Yeah. Cunty.
Cunty. Effie. Bitchy. You know, all those dicky.
Dress it up. So you dad dress
it up. That's what I do. That's what I call it. You gotta stop.
I'm gonna test that out tonight.
Yeah, test it out.
I'm gonna test it out.
That's my rule. That's my rule.
Or extended.
And I called her.
That's so nice.
Extended.
I'm going to do that to my supervisor. Yeah, why are you acting like
that? So, yeah, emotional abuse. I don't know, man. It's
not, no, I get emotional abuse.
It's not good. And people stay in relationships, abusive relationships all the time for whatever reason and, you know, myriad of reasons. And, you know, I'm not into victim blaming. Is what I'm saying.
I'm not into victim blaming.
But when you say, how come she didn't leave, that's victim blaming.
No, I'm blaming. I point.
Curry, don't
leave.
Curry, don't care.
Leave. There's. It wasn't like she was poor either.
It's not always that easy.
It's just kind of suspicious to me that like a couple days right before the debut of his second season of the talk show,
all of a sudden
this kind of thing pops up.
You know what sucks too?
What's suspicious? Well, I mean, so you think she timed it purposefully?
Of course. I'm just saying I'm the cynical Pedro in me. Just like when Bruce Jenner decided to come out as a chick and they were giving all these accolades, I was telling people there's a show coming on E! About this.
Yeah.
And
it did great, voila! Great ratings for that first season.
Yeah.
But it's not they don't do it anymore, right?
No, because he's boring.
He's boring.
Yeah, because then after...
Just because you're transgender doesn't mean you're entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's horrible as his voice.
That was for a
hi, guys. Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Like, dude, at least try to sound like a female, at least.
Will you watch that show if he, once in a while, he just decided to like, wear a Speedo and just walk around?
I would... But like, he would never ask, like
Yagi? Yagi.
Like, I want him to ask, like, real questions to the other girls. Like, what do you do down there?
What are you doing?
What is this? Where does this go?
Well, Bruce, first of all, you can't have that piece.
Why not?
You need the other piece. You need the other one.
I'm going to call Cam.
What do you need, bro?
Cam, what do you do with this? It's so weird.
You just put it in.
In your nose?
No.
Oh.
Near the butthole.
Well, what's the string for?
to make music. But it's kind of, it's just, I'm cynical when stuff like that kind of like comes out. And Hannibal Buress, like I've said, is the catalyst of everything that happened. I heard that Louis C.K. is thinking about doing a Spanish stand-up special.
On his boat?
Nah.
Away from anybody?
It's the only place they'll let him do it.
Nah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because he's Mexican. He was born in Mexico. He speaks Spanish.
Fluent Spanish.
Yeah.
Never thought he did.
Yeah.
So does Jeb Bush. Means nothing.
Yeah, but Jeb Bush can't do it that far.
Poor Louis.
Poor Louis. Just wanted to jack in front of girls.
I mean, he asked permission.
And they gave him the okay.
And, well, I mean, I don't know the time period between saying okay.
You know what he messed up? Locking the door.
That what it is? That's what it was? Never locked the door, man.
Should have done it with the door open.
Hey, you mind if I... okay, whoa! What's going on?
Might I take off my shoes?
We had this conversation before. Have you, like, as men, you have a boy and you have a girl. You never had this conversation, like, look, when you grow up, you can't do certain things in front of people or in public. Do you have that conversation? I never had that conversation.
I can't have that conversation with my son.
Okay.
Because of his thing. Sergio, you want to take this one? You got like four.
Yeah.
You got two boys.
Two boys, yeah.
You had that conversation with your boys?
No, they're just basically, they just went with the flow. I mean, you know.
How old are they?
Huh? I got a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old.
And they never like whipped their wang out in public?
No.
Wait. They thought about it.
Really?
No.
I whipped it out. At my mother's job at the hotel in Puerto Rico.
All right, see, I can't be talking to you. You're a psycho.
Yeah, when I was little. Listen. It was my buddy told me a dare, go dive, and I dove, and when I dove, I flashed.
Oh. Okay, flashing and then whacking it in public.
Are you talking about whacking in public?
That's pretty much a
cool. Somebody had to tell you not to whack it in public?
That's what I'm saying. No one has, and I know by common sense not to go do it.
Exactly.
But people need to have this reminder. So as a parent, are you having this conversation with your kids? Like, hey, by the way, when you go to Disney, don't on the teacup ride. Start just like woohoo, and then start going at it.
If your parental unit is having that conversation with you,
there is a problem.
There is a problem, there is no turning back.
No.
That means the kid's gonna do it. You're a high risk. You're a high risk kid.
Oh yeah, no therapy there.
I don't ever remember even having the sex talk with my parents.
I didn't either.
No, did you have a sex talk?
No, not really. Nope. No, what they they outsourced it to the church.
The church gave you sex?
The church gave you a sex talk?
Yep, because I went to a mega church, and they had a seminar.
Benny Hinn?
No. Benny, where do you think I'm fucking from?
Benny Hinn is...
Hey!
We got him! Season 2, I think we got the first Crespo.
No, it was a pretty big church, and they just did a thing where it's like, I think maybe a company came
with
in
snakes
and put
stuff?
On a...
No,
snakes?
What's wrong with this guy? I don't know what kind of mega church.
I'm from New York.
I didn't even know mega churches. The Puerto Rico, they build the big ones, and they bring
the
up...
The pyramid? Like a, the human... The big...
Yeah,
pyramid.
You know what I'm talking
and
about.
And trying to teach kids to be afraid of sex and wait till you get married.
Did you get touched by a mega priest?
Catholic?
No. No, non-denominational.
Did he have a power glove on?
Nope. A power glove?
Power glove. Those are thick fingers, man. Like sausage-sized fingers on the power glove.
Oh my god!
And then once it gets to the pad, what are you gonna do?
Did he have the gauntlet, the Infinity Gauntlet on, the Mega Priest Gauntlet?
Throw a bunch of oil down on the track pad and grab.
Bring me my altar boy. Snap.
They call him.
Bow your head
lower.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god.
Oh shoot.
Damn it. Oh. All right, I got Crespo shut up.
It's a show.
But his bandana went up.
His bandana's good. I was looking at that. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I didn't piss him off.
And then it went down to cholo mode. It's going up to.
We're good.
Oh,
we're good.
Man. Oh, yeah. Because did you. Okay, I wasn't raised in churches or anything like that, but my mother was very open-minded. She wanted us to learn from every single type of religion that's out there that was available at the time in Puerto Rico. So we would go to Pentecostal churches.
A little Santeria.
The Christian. Yeah, I did Santeria.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
My grandmother. My
cut
grandmother
a couple chickens.
Did that. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you did the offering to Chango.
Of course.
Chango, yeah.
Chango, not Chango. Chango is the bird. Chango.
Chango.
Is the, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Jobu.
Jobu is the...
Kind of like Jobu, yeah.
And then there is, then they had the ones that... here's the one that Santeria got me off, right? Got me off of the religion kind of thing. I was doing it, and then the guy goes, after he does the thing, he goes, okay, well, just remember, you got to order your animal ahead of time. And I go...
Order your animal?
Yeah, and I go, why am I ordering an animal? Because we got to do a sacrifice when we do the thing. And I go, I don't want a creature to die for whatever the hell I did or what to cleanse me. Can we just... You have to...
You don't want
to
cut a goat?
I don't want to cut a goat or even a chicken. Even if it's, are we going to eat the chicken at the end? No, they just cut the chicken. They just spray the blood around. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, you got to wear white for a year.
Mm-hmm. And you got salmonella.
Wait, what do they do? They just throw away the chicken carcass?
Yeah, they don't cook it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
same with the goat.
Yeah, same thing. Same with
the goat. Yeah, goat burgers, man. Come on.
Same with the goat.
I was in my 20s.
Chupacabra knows what's up. At least get some blood out of there.
Yeah, I was in my 20s and stuff like that. Like, I got kicked like from church. I got I never got my first communion. That's why me and Lisa didn't get married at a real Catholic church. We had to go to Episcopalian church where they don't care if you have communion or not.
So your marriage, isn't official.
It's not legit.
It's not a real marriage.
Not legit. Yeah. It's not in the eyes of God. A guy fucking me with
might
one
as well
eye.
Just go to straight to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do not
if
pass.
If there is hell,
don't pass. Go. Do you not
believe?
Do you
believe, believe in hell?
Hell?
I don't believe in hell.
No,
we are in hell.
Yeah. 2018 is hell. You know?
Since 2016.
Yeah, the simulation has gone off the rails, and we are in hell.
So. So yeah, so it's the whole religion thing.
Wait, and then, what was that last religion you went to?
I got married at Episcopalian church.
What is that, like a church that only
eats like
fish?
That's like Lucy Deuce. Yeah, Lucy pescatarian.
Deuce. Oh, that's a pescatarian.
Pescatarian, yeah. Instead of giving you wine and the waffle, it's a codfish and some apples.
And a coupon for Long John's?
I think Episcopalian is loosey goosey Catholic. it's Catholic, but like it's a rule saying not that important.
Yeah. You want to cheat on your girl?
But we still really like Latin and hymns, so here we go. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to find a nice Southern Baptist. Like, I wanted to go to like a chorus kind of like.
Yeah, there's a few of those in town where like huge bands. Like I would leave after the music portion.
Yeah, my buddy plays drums for one of them and stuff like that. But then it's like, you're too religious. I just want to listen.
Oh yeah, every song's gonna be about Jesus. Yeah.
Can I get a CD on this?
I had a cousin who sang for the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and so we get all those CDs and everything. Gigantic choir.
Did you like his music? Or did you
heard me? That was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Yeah, 200 people singing at the same time. It sounded great. It was good.
Yeah, was it? Did you do pop culture music?
No, you guys don't. You don't know the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir?
No. Why are you getting angry about?
I'm so angry.
That's crazy. You don't know?
Wait, no. So that's what I'm saying. Like, because most songs that I always hear, it's always like a remix to like some other song.
Oh, what's
like
that? Pentatonics or that acapella.
Yeah.
Weren't they on one of them, like America's Got Talent or something like that? Probably. And that's how they blew up.
The Dominican nuns from Santo Domingo kind of thing.
The Dominican nuns?
Yeah.
That's the plot of Sister Act 3.
Not Anya. What's the other ones? That
Abba. Denya.
Oh.
Sade.
Just going back.
Cher. You're just gonna go through the alphabet.
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch that ABBA movie?
Probably not.
Not
are you?
Not even with the movie.
Did back? You see the first one?
No.
Did
you watch it first?
No.
If you decide to do a review, I'm on vacation this week. Let's go watch it together.
I've seen the first one, just go see the second one.
See if it holds up.
Pierce Brosnan's in it. I love Pierce Brosnan. He's the Black Bond.
He's the Bond that nobody kind of like. Do you think he was the most popular Bond after Sean Connery?
Probably. No, more.
Roger
People
Moore.
Love Moore. People love Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Moore was the.
I think it's an age thing, though. Are you a Moore guy?
That's the only.
And you're Moore?
Moore.
Do you have a Bond preference?
Nah, Sean Connery.
Connery? I'm a Connery guy.
Yeah, I like Connery.
I'm a Connery guy.
But how many Bond movies did Connery do? Two? Three?
No, he did six or seven.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah, and then he went away and then did that one unofficial one in the 80s, Never Say Never Again, that like doesn't have a lot of, like doesn't have the theme music and stuff
like
that.
I like Pierce, too.
Yeah, and I also, a lot of people don't like Timothy Dalton, but I'm a big fan of Timothy Dalton.
I'm not picturing his face.
He's the living, he only did two of them. He did the one with Benicio Del Toro.
So I'm going to tell you this.
Roger
Moore.
Benicio Del Toro was the youngest James Bond henchman ever at 19 years old.
He was in Bond?
In License to Kill.
You know who I found out was in Bad Boys 2?
Michael Shannon.
Yeah, dude!
Yeah, he works at the club.
Dude, yeah. A blonde, like, and I saw him, I was like, yo, that's
Michael Shannon! Yeah. Remember Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Michael Shannon, that's his first movie.
Shut up.
At the end, after Bill Murray's character, like he's already redeemed himself and everything, a really young couple walks up to him and they're like, thank you so much for getting us together.
We're going to WrestleMania?
WrestleMania!
Shut up, that's Michael Shannon.
Go back and look, it's Michael Shannon. It's 19-year-old Michael Shannon.
Wow.
I don't know if the age might not be right, but it's super young. That's his first role, Groundhog Day. What was that, 94?
Dude, do you know I watch movies now, old movies? And,
just to see who was in it.
Apparently.
Here's something that me and Sergio did. And Sergio, please admire the RoboCop picture in the top right
corner.
Yes.
That's called RoboCop is Hypercubus.
So we were watching RoboCop in the house.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one, yeah. First one.
Yum. And as opposed to in a theater or in a library.
Yeah, yeah, because they don't have it in a theater yet anymore. I don't know if you've been outside, Kermit, but they don't have it. All right. Yo, dude. That movie's super ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's satire.
You just realizing that?
And it's, yeah, like, it's
and satire. It's like, yo, how the hell did I enjoy this movie?
That was my favorite movie when I was like 8 years old.
Dude.
Because the violence.
Yeah, it's so violent.
It was so bloody.
Okay.
Now it was rated X for violence, and they had to cut it down to rated R. I have the Criterion Edition DVD. That's the X-rated DVD.
Really?
And it really is the main thing. Or in the beginning, when Ed 209 goes crazy and shoots that guy on the table, there's like an extra 10 seconds of the guy just getting shot and blood flying up in the air and like blood squibs going off. It is so... It's hilarious.
Okay. So, we watched RoboCop, right? So then I have this thing that I'll flip through the channels, and if I see an old movie... Me and Lisa play this game of guess the year.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll start watching a movie. So I fall into watching Bloodsport.
88.
What a garbage fight movie that was.
It's always like that. That's why I don't watch going
to Dude, but I remember school. Going to the movie theater and bugging the hell out. Like, this movie is the shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling you, gotta see Bloodsport.
To this day, Bloodsport is still one of my absolute favorite movies.
There's a remake on it.
There's Lady Bloodsport.
With Van, the last one. I saw it.
Bloodsport 2?
Yeah, with Batista.
No, it's Bloodsport. Yeah, with Batista in it.
No, are you thinking Kickboxer? No, you're thinking Kickboxer.
Oh, Kickboxer.
Because he played Tong Po. Bautista, I'm a Bautista fan too. But then they did do, I think, a Lady Bloodsport.
They did the Lady,
Lady Bloodsport?
Yeah. Because they already.
No, that's
not Watch out.
Because they already got to like Bloodsport 5 or something. And then they did the late. So that was like technically the sixth one. It is a terrible movie. Did you know that movie sat on the shelf for like 2 years? It was made in 86.
What? Okay.
Bloodsport. And then it sat on the shelf because like, this movie is terrible. What do we do with this movie? And then after 2 years, someone finally like edited the movie down, cut a lot of stuff out, and made like a really tight 80-something minutes. Yeah. And then put that out there. Inexplicably popular because it is a poorly made film.
And it's an 80-minute film, dude.
It's super fast. I think that's part of why it is successful because it's quick. You get to the fights fast.
Movies back then when it was like 60 minutes. Or no, it was 80.
No, 82. Never short.
It was 80, like 82 movies. And now it's not. Now it's like 240 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. But it is. Unless it's a comedy, it's rare if it's a 90-minute movie. But and then it sat on the show for 2 years. And when it came out in 88, they did it because I think maybe Cyborg had come out already, and that was kind of popular.
Oh yeah, his first.
I think Cyborg came out. And I think Kickboxer came out already as well. And
no,
those
Kickboxer
were,
came out after that one.
I'm not too sure, but he had like his star was going up. So they're like, okay, we have this movie, we re-edited it, let's put it out, and then it was kind of a hit. I'm one day when I was in fourth grade in Puerto Rico, I was visiting in Bayamón at my aunt's house to tie it all together. I was visiting my aunt's house in Bayamón.
Wrapping it up like the pernil.
Yeah, exactly. And she would take me to the video store all the time to rent movies so I could watch them in her condo while she would go to work. And one day I watched the two movies I had was Bloodsport and Richard Pryor's Critical Condition.
Okay.
And I watched Bloodsport 3 times and Critical Condition twice. Because I went Bloodsport, Critical Condition, Bloodsport, Critical Condition, Bloodsport. And I'll remember that day as the greatest day of my life. Of my life! Because I watched Bloodsport 3 times in one day. But yes, you're right, it was a terrible movie.
And everything in that movie was fake.
Except the fact that they use real fighters, except for the guy from Nerds, obviously. And Jean-Claude Van Damme is not.
Yeah, Bolo Young used to fight with Bruce Lee.
He was an Enter Dragon.
Yeah. But the whole thing, Frank Dux is recorded for having the fastest.
That nonsense.
That guy came out to be like the biggest liar.
He's insane.
Insane liar.
He says he was a CIA operative and all this stuff.
He was a lot of things.
So he's like Steven Seagal almost.
Yes.
Just
even more so.
Just full of...
Because at least Seagal put out for Justice, because that was a damn good movie.
Mark for Death is my favorite.
His first four movies. Mark for Death, Above the Law, Out for Justice,
Mark for Death is the best. That's
the Jamaican one.
The Jamaican one, right?
This guy was...
And Hard to Kill. Hard to Kill is
the fourth
one.
This guy was so cool until he ran.
Who?
Yes.
Steven Seagal.
Oh,
he was so cool until he started running.
Yeah, yeah, the limp wrist. He would do the limp wrist run. Yes.
Killed it right there. I was like, oh.
Whenever you see him running,
done.
That's his style. Done.
That is correct.
I'm walking out of this movie theater.
Yeah. Done.
Is there any movie
Yeah, there are. There's a few out there.
There's a lot. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So there's this, me and Angel had this conversation between Bloodsport and The Matrix.
That's a big jump. Big difference.
Because the reason we talked about
there's this, the Garbage Pail Kids movie and Citizen Kane.
No.
That's how far you went.
That's it. That was your two options.
Yeah, that's how far you went.
Okay, so when you saw Bloodsport, that pretty much made a different genre of action karate movies, and therefore Kickboxer came out, and all these other movies.
Okay.
Fight scenes and stuff like that occurred. Give me a movie in the 90s before The Matrix, after Bloodsport, that kind of was like, yo, this is a dope fight scene.
All for action?
Yeah. Because the Predator movies were dope.
That's 85. Well, once. 86.
Number 2 is horrible.
It's different. I like it. It's just different. It's you want horrible. Alien vs. Predator is horrible.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'll take that back.
Yeah.
Alien vs. Predator.
Predators isn't that great.
Predators.
It's not that great.
It's not that great, but it's at least it was an Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah.
And this new Predator movie with this 18 foot.
Yeah, you seen it?
Yeah. I saw it, dude.
Isn't that great? Isn't that?
But it's the original director or producer?
It's the Shane Black was in the first one. He was the guy who's reading the comic book that was telling all the jokes to the Indian dude.
Yeah,
but the reason they cast him was because while they were making Predator, there was a writer strike, so they couldn't actually have a writer on set. And he was a writer. He sold Lethal Weapon on spec. So they hired him to be in the movie.
But he wrote Die Hard, that movie?
No, he wrote Lethal Weapon, The Long Kiss Goodnight, and then they hired him as an actor on Predator so he could be on set for on-set rewrites. But to this day, he denies that's what it was. But that's what it was. That's really what it was. Yeah. He wrote, and then he wrote Iron Man 3 and directed that, and then now he's doing Predator.
That's the weakest of the Iron Mans.
No, Iron Man 2 is the weakest.
Yes, it is. But I just wanted to say that.
Alternative facts, man. Yeah, just say whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Say it convincing. These days, it doesn't matter. Just say whatever you want.
But yeah, it wasn't. It's...
There, I don't think there is. I don't. Before the Matrix really revolutionized American action.
But that was 2000. So in the 90s, there was a big gap of. Because I think in the 90s, Ice Cube, Bad Boys.
I'm trying to think. See? No, Bad Boys 2000.
2000. Yeah, that's right. Right around the same time as The Matrix. Yeah, and then Bad Boys 2 was like 03.
Friday, Ice Cube.
Still 2000.
Dominated. No, Friday was the 90s.
Friday's like 97, no 98. Late 90s. But you know, I'm never talking action. I can't think of any like definitive action films in the 90s.
Have you rewatched the Ninja Turtles, the first one? How bad the fight scenes are?
That's it.
I actually am.
I was like, oh no, I love this.
You think they're bad? I'm impressed that they have those suits that they're wearing,
and they wear them
with the shells and those helmets, and they're still like throwing kicks and stuff. I'm actually like, whoa, that's an impressive effect. Yes, obviously you have to look it through the context of time. It's an 80s movie, but the fact, I mean, I like to see you put on one of those suits and then throw a spin kick.
I'm wearing one right now. What are you talking about?
You did look a little bulky today. An extra green. I thought maybe you were sick, but I didn't want to say anything.
How are we doing in time there, Crespo?
Almost in an hour.
Pedro did the classic. All right, how much time do we have?
Once the conversation gets Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Pedro is out.
Ninja Turtles, he's like,
we're done. Show is over.
We're hitting Kermit's wheelhouse.
Man, it's...
Dan will be back next week. This week is hard for him. Congratulations to Dan P. He is now he is the talent director now for SuperCon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So he's the one that
SuperCon
for SuperCon.
That's the Miami one.
I was gonna say Tampa or Miami.
Yeah, that Fort Lauderdale one.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. So he's the one, the talent director, and they go to the Carolinas, they go to New York and stuff like that. And it's a dream job, dude. And we'll talk more about it when he comes back.
That's very cool.
And find out. So SuperCon is that week of July 12th to the 15th or 13th to the 15th in Fort Lauderdale.
It's already coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, he just got hired, too.
Well, he's been doing that cosplay wrestling thing for them for years.
FCSW?
You got it.
All right. See? All right, put my applause button away.
Which is great if you ever want to see Daredevil fight the Raptor from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, or Goku fight Michelangelo. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude. You never know who's going to show up. Last year, I ruined that guy from
Karate Kid thing.
You wouldn't.
What was I heard. Name? Yeah, you told me.
I told you that story.
That was the first substitutes episode. You told that. It was right after that.
Man, I felt so bad. I felt so bad.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did because you had great content to tell on the second episode.
Okay, listen. It's still. I have.
Have you seen? Not just. Have you seen that? Then is it the Netflix or the Karate Kid?
YouTube.
It's on YouTube. YouTube.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
It is great.
You see it?
The reviews are really good. I refuse to get YouTube Premium.
I'm with you.
No, but
I'm with you.
Yeah. I refuse. Enough. Man, enough with the services, man.
Well, get it for... It's free for 30 days. Yeah, it is. Knock it out in a weekend.
Yeah, that's true. I've been thinking about doing that for Stitcher Premium so I can download a whole bunch of, like, behind the paywall podcasts and then get out of there and then just have all the stuff to listen to. Yeah.
Get in and out.
Do the same thing. Yeah, Cobra Kai is really well-reviewed. People like it a lot.
I really did.
Yeah.
I really did.
That's cool. Yeah, I want to watch it. They're also doing a show with Kirsten Dunst, produced by George Clooney, on YouTube called Gods of Central Florida, I think, or On Becoming a God in Central Florida. Kirsten Dunst, and it's about she's going to play someone who gets into the timeshare industry here in Central Florida in the early 90s.
Is that Potato Face girl?
I don't know what you mean by Potato Face Girl, but she was Mary Jane in the original
Spider-Man. Yeah, she had potato face. Okay, she had a Cabbage Patch face.
Yes, it's Cabbage Patch face.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Time out. Kirsten Dunst is the one that was in...
Spider-Man.
Shut up.
Interview with
it's
the
a show, Kermit.
That HBO, that True Blood, was she Kirsten Dunst?
No, I don't think so, no. I didn't watch True Blood, but I don't think she was in that.
Who's the chicken?
She was on the second season of Fargo.
Kirsten Dunst was the little...
She was Marie Antoinette.
Interview with the Vampire, the little girl?
Yeah.
She was the little girl in Interview with the Vampire.
What is the name of the girl in True Blood?
Are you talking about Sookie Waterhouse?
Yeah.
That wasn't Kirsten Dunst?
No,
I don't think it was.
That's definitely not Kirsten Dunst.
Why is this important?
Because...
Seriously. That's a great question, Kermit.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Kermit with all the good questions.
We're on the Cabbage Patch.
Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin. When she...
That's racist of you, bro. You just think white girls look alike.
No, but it's kind of... You don't have actors.
Oh, my God. Like, so many of them. I confuse so many.
Like, everybody had Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman for some reason.
I think that was just everyone
the
having
bill.
A bit.
It's the Bill effect.
I think everyone was just doing a bit in that point.
No. It was the Bill
Pullman
effect.
And Paxton are easy to tell apart.
But you had them confused all the time when... Like there's
I'm David, saying I think everyone was doing a bit and pretending. I think everyone was pretending.
There's David Keith and Keith David. Do you know the difference?
Yeah, one's black and one's white.
Yeah, but which one's the black one?
Keith David.
Is it Keith David?
Yes.
You sure it's not David Keith?
I'm positive.
I don't know.
I'm so positive. It's a Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott situation.
Yes, that's another one.
They're also easy to tell apart. One has a messed up mouth and the other one doesn't.
Correct. But when you need that name...
The name quick.
It doesn't come out that.
It comes... No, yeah. Anna Paquin and fucking...
Alright, thank you for that info. What did that have to do with that damn timeshare movie?
Why do you call it Potato Face?
Because she has a potato face.
And what's a potato face?
A face like... It's all like planchado. Like all like... It's all potato-y looking.
Potato bread.
Like potato bread. You ever seen potato bread? When you buy it?
Oh, the Hawaiian potato bread.
Yeah, that's her face.
Oh, so she had the high cheekbones.
Yeah.
Like her whole face is like a high cheekbone.
The whole face looks like a Hawaiian.
Yeah, like a Cabbage Patch doll.
It's so mean.
What? And I can't believe she played Mary Jane. She was.
Are you still single? You're not single. You still
no, I got a relationship. What was that?
Are you going to end that soon? Is that coming to an end? That's
probably.
Why you're releasing?
You know, Kirsten Dunst listens to this show.
That's fine. She still has the potato.
Well, not anymore.
She gets up every week. She's like, what would you do?
She can sell you your bullshit timeshare.
I think Cobra Kai opened the door for a bunch of movies
for you
to be turned into
a series. Streaming series.
Yeah.
They were trying for a year or two now to make Bad Boys, a spinoff show called LA's Finest, centered around Gabriel Union's character teaming her up with a new partner. They sold it to Network TV. Network TV didn't want it. Someone bought it. You know who bought it? Spectrum. Spectrum Cable.
That's what I saw.
Is doing a Bad Boy spinoff show that will only be available on Spectrum on demand.
Yeah, it's only going to stay there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they do these things.
Spectrum. Keep it.
AT&T, they have shows that are exclusive on AT&T. All these now cable services are also coming up with their own original content.
Do you think
Facebook has original content that it's only available on Facebook now?
Do you think that people are like, you know what I need from Bad Boys? It's more Gabriel Union.
Well, why make any show? Why make a Lethal Weapon show? If that's the worst idea ever. They did a Taken, two seasons of a Taken show.
This is going to be the closing. What movie would you like to see as a TV series? Kermit, go.
What movie? I'll give him a second to think about this one.
You know what would be a legit great TV show? Go. The Lego Movie.
The Lego Movie?
Yes, because it's animated. It's silly. That's a cop out, simple. Man.
It's called Ninjago. Yeah. They got plenty of those.
Yeah.
No, they man. No, they made a Ninjago. They made Ninjago the movies. Right
there. You cheater.
I am looking at the proposal. Dude, you have all these options to look at. So you're just going to jump in. Lego Movie is way better than
Casino. So you're just going to say Casino.
Hey.
Casino prequel.
Hey. You seen on Facebook going around? Titanic's back.
No.
You haven't seen it? No. And he's frozen like Sylvester Stallone, like the movie.
Shut up.
Or like Captain America, he's frozen.
That would be great.
What movie?
Demolition Man, Sylvester Stallone.
It says Jack's back, and he comes out. It's all a remake of all different movies. It's like,
and he tries. And that'd be great. He comes back for revenge, the girl kills herself before he gets to her.
I had two movies in mind.
In Bill Paxton's boat.
Bill Pullman's boat.
Bill Pullman.
You got the boats mixed up. You got one, Kermit?
I got two, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Ghostbusters would have been fun to watch.
Yeah, they did the cartoon, sure.
And it slipped my mind.
They're doing I'm looking at the John Wick poster above you. They're doing a John Wick TV show on Starz called The Continental, and it's based on the Continental Hotel.
That would be dope.
Yeah, that's on Starz. Cool. That's coming.
Very cool. John Wick is a great action.
And the third one's coming next summer. Halle Berry's in. I'm in.
Ah, they ruined it right there.
No way. Halle Berry's great. Also,
what's she gonna do? Run over some people with their SUV?
Also, rumored that Halle Berry and Keanu Reeves might be a little.
Yeah,
might be the sexiest 50-year-old couple on the planet, Halle Berry and Keanu.
When
Reeves.
Did she turn into Us Weekly? I got more news.
Cinema Crest Police,
turn into
man.
Cinema Crest Police.
That's what Cinema Crest Police is all about.
I think Bill and Ted would be a good.
Yes, Bill and Ted would be super fun. It's perfect time travel. Anything time travel. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's perfect for a TV show.
And I'll link it. I'll link it to the thing.
Yeah.
The Covenant, The Revenant. The Revenant TV show, that'd be a lot of fun. Just every week of a person trudging through the snow, eating like a raw liver and throwing up in the snow.
And everybody knows who the star of The Revenant is. And
it's the snow.
It's the bear.
It's the bear.
The CG bear.
The CG bear. The bear.
Yeah. That was an incredible effect, man.
It's the bear.
One of the best.
That was an incredible effect.
I had the movie I wanted.
We're all looking at the damn wall.
Just looking at the wall.
If you don't know, there's a wall. It's full of movie posters. Stuff.
Oh, the Army of Darkness. They did the Asterisk Evil Dead show. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that show.
Here's a movie that I saw that I was like, I want to see more of this. John Favreau, the chef. Is it the chef?
Chef. That'll be a good TV show.
That could be a good show. A sitcom almost.
Yeah. That I really enjoy that movie.
PCU, speaking of Jon Favreau.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a PCU show.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, wearing
never
the t-shirt.
Seen PCU?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
That's where the whole don't wear the band's t-shirt to the show, show. That's where that started with that movie. It. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, is this it? Are we ending?
Hey, everybody. This has been the Devils in the Details Substitute Show number 3. Am I still whispering?
Well, you're going sexy on us.
You went sexy on us, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Typically, the devil shows up at this part of the show.
That's fine.
You can...
Ooh, hello, everybody.
Oh.
Thank you for listening. The Devils in the Details, the Substitute Show. That's deep, baby. Deep. Please, follow brothers and sisters. At PFD Media, we have lovely shows there for you to enjoy. From Cinema Crest Paradiso, What the F? Am I? Hold on. I got the name of the show somewhere. Please give me the list. Move that microphone. I can't see right now. It's been a long summer. Thank you. Listen to a brother and sister at a PFT lineup. Cinema Crest Paradiso, What the Fuss? Pokey the Bear, Scotch, and Good Conversation. Sonic Time, Trivia Time. I love that dude so much, so hard. The Daily City, is that new?
That's Orlando Opinions rebranded to The Daily City.
Oh, we can change names? I didn't know we could change names of the shows.
I'll have that conversation with them. State of the Beer Union. Tidbit still going on?
Yep.
All right, that's good. And Lady Raptastic Show. You can listen to all those shows and all the shows that out there. Also listen to Kermit Gonzalez Bastard Show. Obligatory podcast. I hate this voice. This is the one voice I really hate.
But I like it. It.
No, I don't like it.
I like it.
Listen to our shows. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Google whatever it is that Google decides to turn it into. Tune in, Spotify. That's where we get the hits, baby. Spotify. Get us, the devil send the details. Listen to Tekashi 6ix9ine, Tory Lanez, Bad Baby, all that shit. What's up, kid? Rate and review all our shows on the Apple Podcast. I want to give a big thanks to Kermit Gonzalez, my boy Sergio, Cinema Crespo Diesels, Chris Crespo, and the beautiful studio brought to you by Chris Crespo himself. Have a good night, mother.
A PFT Media production.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, yeah. You that's the Winter Park food.
The winery market.
The farmer's market. Give me a beer from there, please. He does it there. And this one, he started doing comedy. But I'm, you know, people think that I just won't talk to him and shit like that. But it's not that. It's just, I'm just oblivious to everything.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. So we got fucking Dali over here setting up. Every time with this goddamn camera.
Yeah, and?
Expect some cool stuff with that. Sergio is texting his contacts over there. Got some clams for you. Yeah, do you got some clams? I don't know. That sounds like a disease, bro. My brother just randomly says, got some clams for you. All right, so we're about to record. Get him to sit.
Are you? It's ready.
Then go sit your ass down over there so we can start the show.
Stop yelling.
Upward down. Test 1, 2. Test. Does that
test.
Sound okay?
And you talk into the light. Into the light.
What song is that?
That was.
It's called Boner Killer.
It's called Slow 2015. Wave.
Can I hear it? Can I hear it? Because I.
What happened?
Is it just audio?
Oh, that was it.
Perfect. Let's open with that rather than the Freddie Mercury.